Okay, so I think today's the 17th, right? 17th of March? 16th. 16th? Okay, 16th, sorry. Tomorrow, okay. Tomorrow, I guess. Yep. So, March 16th, and we're going to do lesson number 56 called Bending the Abdomen with Swinging Legs or Catching Flies. This is one of my favorite lessons. I'll never forget doing this lesson for the first time, and I was teaching in Germany, so I don't know, it stuck with me. So go ahead and grab to separate you two. Lengthen your legs, have your legs long, and start to, and your arms are long by your side. So Charlotte, legs long.
Sharon, can you stand close to that fan
zone? Yep. So take a moment to begin to observe and notice how you're lying on the floor today, how you're making contact with the floor, and start to bring your awareness and attention to recalling last week. Doesn't a week sometimes seem so long ago? Last week's lesson, and we've been working with this idea of these four points or four dots, right? One under each shoulder blade, one under each butt cheek. And once you sense those four dots, so you pull them up into your awareness. See, that is excellent to go, gosh, there's something wrong with one of the dots. That's profound, right? This is what's so important about becoming aware of things. And so you don't have to change it or fix it, but it's noticing it. Then it can change. And then we connected diagonals. So let's go from your right dot shoulder to the left hip or buttocks cheek. And what is that diagonal like this morning? And then going from the left shoulder to the right buttocks. So what you're doing really right now, as you become aware of yourself, and you start to draw your mind and attention to these dots and lines, is you're sensing how things are today. You're becoming aware. And so, like last week, I'd like you to keep these references, these dots and these diagonal lines in the background of your mind and your attention, right? So we're going to bring movement into the foreground, but you keep in the background a memory about these points and these diagonals so that you can witness how the movements affect those relationships and those parts of you. So in saying that, let's begin by slowly rolling your head a little bit to the right and left so that you can sense the quality of rolling your head to each side and how that feels this morning. Excellent. And then when you bring your head back to center, we're going to start with your legs bent in a standing position. And the first movement we're going to start with, we've been doing for the last couple weeks, bend your legs, bring them to standing, is to start to tilt your pelvis. Remember, it's a roll tilt to flatten your lower back and then to arch your lower back. All right, so just doing this movement very slowly, smoothly, and again, you're assessing how you are today, how things feel today. Noticing the connection all the way up through your spine, so you're not forcing your head to move, right? But you feel, you experience. It's a chain reaction. So as you move your pelvis, right, you get to experience the movement of your head. And Charlotte, you can put it a little bit more away for right now. I can tell that. You can leave it away a little bit. Be comfortable. Okay, so bring that movement, to a close. And from here, you're now gonna bring both knees, both legs up into your chest. All right, so just let them, you don't need to hold on to them, just let them float up there. So Lynn, let your feet relax for a moment. Yeah, if you can. Is that too much bend on the left knee? Yeah, okay. So if your feet can kind of hang, right? So Jane, is this hard to hear? Okay, so how come you hear me better over there? Yeah, so let's have you move over there. Because I'm standing literally on top of you, and I'm practically yelling.
And your voice is great.
So I'm sorry, but yeah, you seem to hear me better over there. Yeah, so let's just see if that... You know, it's kind of interesting because I think you thought if I'm not under that, but let's see if this is better. Okay, your legs are up, right? And now you're just going to let the legs drop to touch the ground, back to where they were. Okay, and now you're going to do it again. But was that really a drop? Okay, remember, one of Lynn's favorite things is the dropping on the heels, right? So I'm gonna ask you to think about, why are you putting your legs down so delicate? And that doesn't mean force yourself to make it super bigger, right? But you need to answer the question inside yourself first. Why did you go so delicately? Why are you tippy-toeing? Right? If I say drop, I mean drop. So what's underneath that? Exactly. And what does it mean to be nervous? You're fearful. Right? So where does that fear come from? Right? It comes from
experience.
You guys answered that beautifully. But what's so important is that we overcome the fear.
Be careful.
There you go. So you bring the knees up and then just kerplunk. I mean, it's really quite fascinating. There's so much to this, right? Because the ground is right here. You're not really bringing your legs up that much, right? If you logically think it out, right? But that's not what rules us as logic. This is a good one for you, Lynn, because you're such a smart cookie over there, right? This is where logic... You can have all the logic in the world, and the logic has no meaning. What's taking precedence is the fear. So that's what we tackle in Feldenkrais, is the fear, what's going on in the brain. Lynn, that's why our previous discussion, why things don't line up, and they can't be a one-fix-it thing, that's the logic, doesn't work. All the logic in the world won't work. It's what's this underneath inside the system. Sure, you can tell. So she brought up a great question. You guys are getting smarter by the week. She's like, I can't tell. Hogwash. She can too, and all of you can. So, when in doubt, I want you to be cautious. Everybody, let's be super cautious. Beautiful, Brigitte. She knows cautious so well. Be cautious. Okay, I now want you to be cautious. I want you to delicately put your legs down.
Kind of boring.
It is boring. What's missing in it?
Fun.
Fun, and what's connected to fun? It's another F word. Freedom. It's very controlled to put them down delicate, isn't it? Now, try the other way. Let's not be delicate. That's it, Charlotte. Go for it. How undelicate can you be? Right?
It's not ladylike.
Make it fun. Make it playful. I love that Brigitte said it's not fun. That is so powerful. Gosh, when we get older, we lose our fun, don't we? We get so damn serious. There. Do it more. Do it louder. Do it more frequently. That's it. Quicker. Just let go. How much of your fear can you let go? Right. I know, Lynn, you need to have a little bit there. You know, you're guarding a little bit. And that's okay, because you're in recovery.
Well, I was nervous that you were going to hurt, too.
Yeah. Okay, let it go, straighten your legs, and rest. That'll be good for her. That's what I'm going to do. Kick her in the head. No, I'm teasing. Okay, straighten your legs and rest, and just see what that stimulated. We're going to put some flies on your legs in a minute, and you're going to start swatting at them. What's so nice about with you guys, and I really appreciate, Brigitte, your comments, is that this is what's so potent. I know nobody liked me talking about the government issues, but the government issues are the problem, like people wanting to do things right. Give me the right answer. Just give me the exercise that's going to make everything good and go away. We don't know how to problem solve. But Brigitte just brought up really potent things. I feel nervous. I feel fearful. This feels fun. Those are what's ticking inside of us, right? Those are really important things. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And let's start with your right leg. So you're going to keep your left leg in the standing position. Okay, but then you're going to bring just the right knee into the chest. And then you're going to let the right foot drop and make contact. All right, so we're going to separate it out. We're going to see what is, that's it, and drop it. Right, so how can you really drop it? Right, what is the hesitancy about? So when you really trust that you can drop it, that's it, Lynn. The whole body vibrates. And you're reprogramming in your nervous system trust. We still have some delicacy. That's it, Jane. She knew who I was talking to. Yeah. She is good back there. But you just got it too. Excellent. Okay. Now let's keep the right leg standing. Let's try the same thing with the left. And can you try it without anticipating, right? Just observe what's the left leg like. Which one can let go better? Excellent. Okay, let's rest again. Legs long, rest. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring them to a comfortable standing position. And now you're going to bring your hands behind your head, interlaced. And again, we've done this many times before, so that you're going to lift, right, your head, not your neck. So whenever we're going to lift our head, your elbows are slightly folded, right? I call it a hammock, right? You never want to lift your head with your elbows sprawled out. So Jane, bend your knees. There you go. So when you go ahead and lift your head, you're going to also lift the shoulder blades, right? It means those two upper dots. And you're going to look towards the space in between your legs. So Charlotte, you want to think looking right through here. Don't look at me. But peel those shoulder blades up more. That's it. And slowly go back down. So beautiful, Brigitte. That's it, Jane. This is another good one for you. So can you really peel those dots and shoulder blades? So nice, Corinne, up. Right, so that means the lower part of your back, right, really starts to press into the ground. Nice. Excellent. Now, the next time you put your head down, I'd like you to bring your arms straight up towards the ceiling, as if you were reaching for something. And now you're going to do the same movement, lengthening the arms towards the ceiling as you lift your head and peel the shoulder blades up. That's it, Lynn. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful, Jane. That's it. So you get those shoulder blades up by pressing the lower back down. And make sure that you lower yourself slowly back down. That's it, Charlotte. And again, think of the lower back. That's it. That's it. Good. Excellent. Okay, let's take another rest. That was a lot of work. Lengthen your legs. Yeah, isn't it interesting about how the sound travels? You thought it would have been worse here, but it was worse over here. See, I mean, this is where logic again does it, right? And then you just have to be free from logic. You just make another decision. Well, thank you. I had to work hard on that. When you're teaching for 80 people in an auditorium, and we didn't have mics back then, we had to learn to project. The only thing that felt really good and safe is you're all on the floor. Not in chairs, staring at me. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And we're going to go back to the right leg. So the left leg stays standing, but this time when you bring the right knee into your chest, you're going to position your right foot towards the ceiling. This is what, that's it, Lynn. It's what you did in the beginning. So Brigitte, your foot's towards the ceiling. Where's the ceiling? Don't look. Listen to the word. Where, that's it. Where's the ceiling? That's it. Like you were going to push the ceiling away. So your knee, your right knee needs to be soft in your chest, right? Let it bend. That's it. Okay, excellent. So you're going to imagine that there's a tiny little, doesn't need to be tiny, but a fly. Bzzz. And he's going to land on your right big toe. How annoying. And so you're going to start with your right hand and arm, and you kind of want to swat them away. Beautiful, Lynn. So again, there's a piece in here about the shoulder blade, right? And your head, what are you going to do to swat them away? Right? Aren't flies annoying?
Are you supposed to lift your head or not?
What do you think?
Still.
Yes. See, figure it out. Of course, you're swatting the fly. So,
I'm not even close.
That's good. But keep your leg up. Don't lower it back down. You need to keep your right leg up. Yeah. There. There. Keep it right there. And now think more swat. Nope, don't let your leg come back down now.
It's called no stomach muscles.
This is good for you. This is a good.
Good.
Yes. That's it. Answer the question for yourself. Okay? Some people need to, but are you really engaging your shoulder blade then? Uh-huh. See, not really. Beautiful. That's it, Charlotte. So, Charlotte, you need to lift your head. Right? Lift your head. That's it. Try it again. Okay. Can you keep the right leg up for a moment? And let's go to the left arm. Left shoulder. Because that arm got tired. And you got to let your head lift too. So same leg, Jane. Go back. It's still the right leg. I didn't change the legs at all.
Oh, right leg, just left arm.
Lynn's my best swatter so far. She's going to get that fly. You know how they are, right? As soon as you come close to them, they buzz off again. So you got to wait for him to land again on your big toe, and then you're going to be precise to get him away. I love this lesson because you have to have fun with it. There's a lot of flies in Germany, too. That's it. Okay, let's let all that rest. Legs long, arms by your side. Gosh knows what that did. I remember when I was a little girl, I don't know why I loved the fly swatter. Yeah. I remember getting up in the morning with my grandpa. It was like if there was a fly that got in, and of course he would be so mad about it because, you know, there was the screen door on the patio, back door, so it meant somebody left the screen door open for a brief second so this fly got in, you know? So I would get that fly swatter, and I'd be all over the kitchen climbing on the cupboards, trying to kill it before Grandpa got up. Because he'd be so mad. He got mad at everything. You know people like that, right? Their life is just one big misery, right? Okay, let's bend your legs again. Bring your feet to standing. Let's bring your left knee and leg towards the ceiling. So remember, that means the foot is towards the ceiling. That's it, Jane. And the knee is soft. And you're going to start with your left hand, left shoulder, and yes, the head needs to lift too. So you really get into it. You're not just touching, you're swatting. Right? You're getting rid of the fly. Right? So how you think about this is how you're going to move. If you think, oh, this is ridiculous, Sharon's having us imagine a fly and I'm just going to touch my toe, it's not the same. That's it. You got to imagine that ridiculous fly. He's a nuisance. You want to get rid of him. That's it, Corinne. Nice, Charlotte. Now you guys are getting it. Okay, now let's try the right arm. A lot of abdominal and back work, which you need, Jane. So it's really good for you. On this trip, you'll imagine when you're backpacking, swatting flies. Okay, let's rest again. So really rest, because it is work. And observe and notice those four points. Then draw into your awareness your diagonals. How are things changing? How are they different? And what's really fascinating is what is the first thought that comes to you? Because that's where the potency is. So for Brigitte, it was her hip feels better. Yeah?
My head is really good.
And your head is what? Awesome. Weird is good. Okay, so this time what you're going to do is you're going to kind of come up to leaning on your forearms. So it's kind of like sitting, but you're not really sitting, right? So you're going to be like this, and then you're going to bring your legs standing. So we're going to add a little bit more challenge here. Okay, so in this position, right, we're going to bring the knees and can we drop them? And then can you think of it a little bit more like a swing? So Lynn, this is a very important movement for you. So could the knees swing closer to the shoulders before you drop? So you swing, swing, and some of you might actually be surprised, that's it Lynn, that the knees touch the shoulders. It's like, holy moly, right? You would never think that. How come my knees, is that hard on the shoulders, Jane? Okay, good. So one of the things is, be really conscious for yourself, is when you lift your legs, this is what's important for you. You don't jet your body back. So you kind of pull the abdomen in. See, I don't move, you know, you shove all the weight up. So try now not to shove all the way up. That's it. Look at how close those knees. That's much better, right? That's it, Charlotte. I know this is a hard one for Charlotte too. This is not an easy class. Excellent. Are you mystified that this is so easy? It's pretty easy. Yeah, but this is, okay, let's rest. You would have never imagined doing that before. So take a nice rest. Okay, so we're going to go back to bending your knees, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to bring the right leg up again so the foot is towards the ceiling. Right leg. That's it. Knee is soft. Excellent. And you're going to go back to one time swinging at the fly that lands on the big toe with the right hand, and then the next time with the left hand. Right? That's it. So the head lifts. You really get your body into it, which means what's happening with the whole back. That's it. So that's it, Charlotte, and then let it go. So see if you can do it a little quicker now. That's it. Up and then right back down. up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Okay, and okay, we're tired, rest. Okay, so everybody rest. So what was one of the movements we did about your head and neck, and I instructed you, right, about looking? Legs long. Legs long. So whenever you rest, your legs are long and your arms are long. So Brigitte, since you're on a roll today of thinking so clearly, why would your neck be bothered? What'd you say, Jane? I couldn't hear you. Maybe.
You don't have any stomach muscles to help you. Bingo. That's my
question. You guys are so smart. You guys are getting so much smarter. Makes me so excited. Right? I mean, that was a really great answer. Because you're right. And it's not the obvious. Hence, that's why one of Moshe's books is called The Elusive Obvious. And is Lynn's really realizing it is not about what's close by. Could be something very far away in the system that's going to make a difference. So let's try something else to help, okay, Brigitte? So lying there on your back, spread your feet just a little bit wider, just a tad, a little bit of a V. And we've done this movement many times before. So listen to the instruction first. You're going to start to lift your head. I don't know why I like the idea that I'm a zombie when I do this, but if you were like, you know, dead or something or a zombie, and you start to lift your head as if you're coming out of the grave, right? So your arms are down by your side, and then your arms are going to kind of grow long and they'll lift up, and you're looking where? Where are you going to be looking? That's it, forward. That's it, Brigitte. And then you lower yourself back down. Now, what's the most important part of this movement is the very first moment. So that's it, Charlotte. Tell me what happens the moment you lift your head. Go back down the moment you lift your head. Right there. Yes, Brigitte answered it for you. Your classmate. Go back down. What happens first, Lynn? Yes! You answer it then. What? She can't hear. Okay. It's the hearing thing. We're all. What happens first, Corinne? This is hard for Corinne, so she's stumped. So, if a person like Corinne, who's so smart too, and she's been coming forever, right? She is. She's brilliant on all levels. But, so you guys, this is the thing. No one is stupid. But the reason the answer's not surfacing for her is why? Because she can't feel it. It's not there for her. So this is super important for her, right? Like Jane. Like all of you, it's your abs. The moment your head lifts, your belly should tighten. Forget all the sit-ups in the world. If you want to get your core to work, this is what you do. The moment your head lifts. And this is so important. This is what a baby does. This is early, what, 5, 6 months old for a baby. Right? What are we taught when we're a mommy? From the time a baby's born, right, we have to support what?
Their head.
Their head. Why? Because what's not engaged yet? The stomach and the back. Not the neck. It has nothing to do with your neck. So here's the thing. If you don't use your abs, what do you use?
Your neck.
Your neck. Brigitte's beyond an A+ today. She might get one for the semester. Right? And as Lynn's learned so well, when one thing's not working, you'll go somewhere else and you'll compensate pretty hard.
It actually feels good.
It does. Yeah. It shouldn't hurt your neck. So what you need to do, put your head down. Don't put your arms behind your head. This is your biggest homework while you're traveling, Jane, is to do this every day. So as you start to lift your head, engage your tummy and really flatten the lower back. And then bring your chin towards your chest more. Bring your chin towards your chest more. Chin towards your chest. Chest, there, hold it. Don't let it drop again.
That's much easier.
So flatten. Keep this chin tucked in. Hold it for 2 or 3 seconds, put it back down. Right, because that, you know, what happened for Jane, see, this is what's so interesting, right? She has neck surgery, but then her tummy falls apart because they're related.
She did never try.
Right? Yeah. So this is a great...
spinal cord when they went all the way through all the muscles.
Yeah. So she lost that ability. So this is huge. Now, Brigitte, how's the neck feeling?
Much better. I don't feel
it at all. Yes! Solved your own problem. But it was about the belly, it wasn't about the neck. So, I mean, this is always, I mean, the one thing, Lynn, this is the one thing I can promise you. I can absolutely guarantee this, okay? When something hurts, okay, it means another part of you is not activated. That's a guarantee that I can stand by, right? So when one part of you hurts, it means, oh, something's compensating, something's overworking, something's shut down somewhere else. That is one continuous answer. Then what we get to do is figure it out in here. Excellent, Corinne. How's it coming along? This is a big piece for several of you. Beautiful. Okay, now let's see if we can go back. Let's bend your knees again. Let's bring the left leg to the ceiling, right? And now you're going to swat once with the right arm, once with the left arm. That nasty little critter keeps on landing on your left big toe. And you feel the core and abs working. Your chin is tucked in, so your neck doesn't hurt. Jane, much better. Much better. Charlotte, is that better? Charlotte can actually swat now. No, seriously? No, seriously, she wasn't able to do that, but the last movement with the abs gave her the swatting flow. That's it, Corinne. Okay, rest for a moment. Going to do just a couple more movements. Now, Brigitte, I'm going to tell you something. Now that you're back at class, you have to stay. You can't disappear again because you're a delight to have here. And what's really impressive is that I haven't seen you, I'm going to say a year or two at least. And you have such an awareness. Obviously, you learned something and it's carried over.
Well, this is the one class I'm so aware of.
It's outstanding. You're giving me hope for the future for others.
The one we don't miss, right? Where's Mary today?
I don't know. Okay, let's bend both knees. Let's see if you can bring both legs towards the ceiling. I know. Okay, so we now have two flies. One's going to be on the right big toe and one on the left big toe. So you're going to use both hands to go after them. That's it. This is like probably the hardest movement, right? This is a lot of, yes. Okay, rest. Rest. Okay, let's bend the knees again. Let's lift the right leg up towards the ceiling again. Okay, and then this time what we're going to do is that the fly is going to come again to the right big toe. You're going to go after him with both hands. Instead of swatting, let's imagine you are going to capture him and, you know, cup him in your hand. So he's been so annoying and the swatting isn't working. So you're going to try to cup your hands and grab him. That's it, Jane. Think of tucking your neck more, which is going to stretch and lift. That's it. Press that lower back down. Get those abs. That's it. Get that guy. Beautiful, Lynn. Okay, pause, lower the right leg, and let's bring the left leg up. And let's do it again. That's it. Okay, and let's rest. Legs long, arms long. Well, and part of the reason it's like magic for you is because you allow yourself to be letting it to be magic. Yeah. Okay, let's come back up to leaning on your forearms, right? That one felt hard. It's going to feel easier now. Bring the legs up, bent, right? And you're going to swing the legs up towards your shoulders and then drop them. And maybe the knees start to touch the shoulders. Beautiful, Charlotte. Beautiful, Jane. Keep the chin in. Yeah, don't let your head snap back. Keep your, so you really look at me. Keep your head like this. Don't, that's it. Don't let it, keep it here. That's it. That was good.
So the key is looking.
Yes.
Then it makes your chin go.
Yep. Good, Brigitte.
How did you learn all this?
Lynn, you good? Okay. Drop it. Let's rest on your back. Okay, so we're going to go back to the first movement that felt challenging too, that we'll see how that's come along. So that's now staying lying on your back. Let's bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, right? And then I had you bring your knees into your chest from here and drop them. That's it. And now let's see if you can add a little bit of the swing. So, you know, you kind of swing the knees up to the shoulders. That's it, Lynn. And then drop them. Bang the floor. That's it, Charlotte. Jane, that was excellent. And your whole skeleton vibrates. So, Brigitte, there's still a delicacy there. Do you feel that? Just let them bang. Right, she's afraid that she won't place the left foot back correctly. Just let them drop. So if you need to, go back to just bringing him to your chest and drop. Why is that okay? And then why adding the swinging in, does that disrupt? Right, what does the swinging do? It makes what? It makes it faster, which also means what?
Less control.
Less control, excellent. Less predictability. Oh my goodness. You can't predict now. You can't predict. So just try letting the feet drop a little differently. Let them, like, oh, Lynn just did something great. She let them slide a little bit away from her. Who cares? They can slide away from you. I never said they couldn't. Right? Be out of control. That was excellent, Charlotte. Okay, now, one last thing. Bring your legs back to standing nicely. And we're gonna go back to the movement from last week. You're going to pivot on your heels, right? What does that mean? When you pivot on the heel, you keep the heel down, and you're gonna tap the feet. Tap the feet. How's that now? Up and down, like you're a musician. Not out to the side, Corinne, just straight up and down. Yeah, tap. Can you tap as loud as drop? Excellent. Lengthen your legs and rest. Now, you guys, what's so cool, Charlotte's quiet as a mouse over here. But when Charlotte came in today, she had something going on with her left knee. And it is radically changed. I mean, she couldn't straighten it for the life of her. Not just a mouse could go underneath it. A squirrel could have gone under that bridge. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up is that she might not even notice how radical the difference is. Can you feel how much straighter it is? It's like, you guys, I mean, it's amazing. Her leg's completely resting normal now. Just from swatting flies today. Go figure. Maybe we should make all the lessons a little more fun. Right, it's a good distraction. So draw into your awareness those four points that we started with, the shoulder blades and the buttock cheeks, and then the diagonals. So Corinne, how's that right point doing? Right point's a lot better, right? See, and again, what's so cool about this work is for Corinne, it was the right shoulder. For Charlotte's the left knee. For each one, you know, Jane, it's the neck. Everybody had something different to work on. And it's not about getting a different lesson. You use the same lesson. The same lesson works for every issue. It's just because you draw attention to yourself, right? That's what's so awesome about this work.
But I can't self-correct. I have to have somebody.
Oh, yes, you can. Lynn's getting a master at that. How are you doing?
My knee is
bouncing. Yeah.
It's actually not my knee, it's my foot on the right side.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, you shook it up a little bit. You know, but this is kind of like, if you think about it, Lynn, this is like a prep for like serious loading and weight bearing. Mm-hmm. It's a prep. And this is what can tell you why doing like those intense leg presses and squats was so extreme, because this created a little bit of a reaction. So it's not bad, but it means that's why we take baby steps. So now what you're gonna watch is how quickly does this reaction go away? My guess is within 1 to 2 hours. So you shook it up a little bit, but that's what we do. We shake it up a little bit, not too much. Does that make sense? So it gave you information, but those plates need to know loading, this can happen. Okay, roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. See how that is before you roll to your side and come to standing. And then once you're up to standing, to see how you feel. And we'll see if you're up for Lynn dropping on the heels, because I think that might create a new relationship with dropping. But first, see how it feels.